Malcolm Thomas served 12 years as superintendent of schools in Escambia County, the district's last elected superintendent. He turned over the reins to the district's first ever appointed superintendent in November. Shortly after he departed, WUWF spoke to Thomas about his three terms in office and the close of his 40-year career in education. Thomas started his career at Tate High School, teaching special education there for 8 years before joining the district administration in 1987. He was elected as superintendent in 2008. He says it hasn't really hit him yet that his four decades as an educator are over.
You know, it's still too new to me. You know, I still find myself paying attention to news stories on education, and I feel like I'm still up to date.
One of the last major issues Thomas had to contend with as superintendent was the coronavirus pandemic.
I wanted to reassure you, we're going to get through this. We are. It's all going to happen like it should, but we're going to need everybody to unite, our employees, the community, our parents, to help us pull through this.
This is Superintendent Thomas in a press conference shortly after the COVID-19 outbreak forced schools to close their classrooms and shift to remote instruction. He calls the situation the most difficult of his leadership.
Mainly because no good solutions. Nobody can give you straight answers. Nothing really works like people think it would work. And we've got all these protocols we're going to follow that's supposed to be helpful, but yet you really don't know what you're working with day to day.
His biggest concern is how changes in instruction are affecting students' academic progress.
I think the evidence that I was seeing before I left showing the data for remote students really is starting to have an impact academically. They're not doing as well. They're doing okay. They're just not doing as well as they would have if we'd had them all in a classroom.
Looking back, when he came into office, Thomas says the district allowed every school to pick their own textbooks and teach at their own pace. Now, he says there are district-wide standards for each grade level. Additionally, much effort went into improving reading in the district. One turning point was the decision to tackle the issue of proficiency long before students faced state assessment in third grade.
We now monitor students as early as kindergarten. We monitor them 3 to 4 times a year. Reading is a big part of that. And by first grade, if you don't meet the benchmarks that indicate that you're reading at an acceptable level, you would face retention in first grade. Because that's when we teach you how to read. It happens in first grade.
Thomas believes increasing kindergarten readiness from about 50% to at least 80% would be a game changer. On the other end of the spectrum, Thomas expressed a great deal of pride in their incremental efforts to increase the number of students receiving diplomas.
When we started in 2008, that graduation rate was 55%. Not something anyone was proud of, and it took a lot of work by a lot of people to make the academic improvement, and along with that, you would improve your graduation rates.
Escambia's graduation rate for 2019-2020, Thomas's last full year in office, was 86.5%, an increase of more than 30 percentage points. The graduation rate for African American students is 80.7%. Another top achievement for the outgoing superintendent is the development of career academies across the district. He noted that when he took over, most of the career academies were at West Florida High School.
Now, every middle school, every high school has multiple academies. You have full school choice now, which was a component of academies. If you wanted to attend an academy and it's not your zone school, we clearly let you transfer schools to go to the academy and participate. We think that was a big driver in improving graduation rate.
What is your biggest regret in terms of something that you've set out to do, was a goal of yours that you weren't able to achieve?
My goal was always to push the district so that we were rated as an A by the state of Florida. We made it to B. We made the B 2 years in a row, but we never made the A grade. I wanted to do that. I wanted to be in a place where every school was rated C or higher.
The district did get close to that in the last cycle with just 2 D-rated schools and no Fs. Thomas acknowledged the impact of poverty on student performance, but made no excuses. And he applauded the turnaround from an F to a B school at Montclair Elementary, which is in one of the poorest areas of the county. One of the more controversial issues under Thomas's leadership was school discipline. The Escambia County School District came under fire for racial disparities in school discipline and policies and practices that contributed to what's known as the school-to-prison pipeline.
Well, if you're asking, I think African-American students have the larger number of discipline issues. I think that's probably true. And I think there could be a whole variety of reasons that we could discuss about that.
Thomas made no apologies for disciplining unacceptable behavior, but he said there was no intent to specifically target black students, and he pointed to district-wide efforts to address the problem.
Matter of fact, every school under my tenure as superintendent had to create a school behavior plan where they had to analyze the data and they had to break it down by race. They had to try to devise strategies and plans to try to reduce it.
What will you miss most about the job?
I'm going to miss the students. I'm going to miss going into the classrooms. I'm going to miss showing up at their productions, whether it's the orchestra or a third grade play or a girls' basketball team playing.
Thomas says he and his wife will still do some of those things, but he acknowledges it won't be the same. Tomorrow, we'll get his thoughts on the future of the Escambia County School District. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.